Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. You like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones at all the usual spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, of course, anywhere you get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with actor Michael Chiklis about his portrayal of legendary Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach in the new HBO series Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Of course, you know Michael. You could know Michael from many, many things. From the 80s into the 90s when he was playing Kamish. He was the thing in two of the Fantastic Four films that happened in the mid-2000s. Of course, most of you probably know him at least from The Shield, playing Curly in The Three Stooges, or lately from the American Horror Story, which he spent a couple seasons on as well. Michael, as I said, gets to play, not only does he get to play Red Auerbach, this is a hero of his. Growing up, Michael, from the Boston area, so when you're talking about Auerbach, you're talking about the Celtics. You're talking about any Boston team, right? This is a big thing. What's interesting here is he gets to play Red Auerbach, but not exactly as the version that he grew up watching, but rather, as he says, a principal antagonist, as seen through the eyes of Jerry Buss and the LA Lakers. A really interesting kind of way to play someone that you've had this image of for your entire life. So we got to talk about that. We got to talk about getting to spar over such a great script with John C. Reilly, and I tell you, Michael does a fantastic impression of John C. Reilly that you'll hear in this interview right here. We're also going to talk about how he sees Coach Auerbach as a progressive thinker in his era of basketball. And then Michael's going to take us back to having the real Magic Johnson on the set of Fantastic Four. I want to hear what the comparison is from the real Magic Johnson to the one we see on screen here in Winning Time, is played by Quincy Isaiah. So you get all that and more. Let's do this. Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael Chiklis.
Hi, how are you?
First off, I want to tell you how much fun it was to seeing you playing Red Auerbach here in the new Winning Time. Hell of a job, really.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And the way we see you at the beginning, by the way, you got this shot right there, and you're at the table surrounded by your guys like a mob boss. What does it take to get into this version of Red? Because this isn't exactly the version you grew up watching as much as it is the version that we see through the eyes of Jerry Buss and the Lakers, right?
Right. Well, you know, I knew that because it was from the perspective of the Los Angeles Lakers that I was basically coming in as a principal antagonist, certainly to begin with, and, you know, throughout, actually. Now, I'm very hopeful, frankly, that as things progress, that they do get into the three-dimensionality of Red even more, so that you understand why he was so great and so formidable. But I knew for the purposes of this, that, and of course, you know, with Jerry Buss being the protagonist of this show, that, you know, Red would be viewed primarily as an antagonist. Having said that, I did a tremendous amount of studying about Red Auerbach, and it's, you know, it brought a lot of those insights to the performance, especially as they relate to Jerry Buss and the Los Angeles Lakers and everybody else for that matter. And here's what I mean. What I found out about Red Auerbach, which made a lot of sense to me, was especially through books like Bill Russell's Red and Me, that Red was a tremendous collaborator. He was not dictatorial. He was a guy who listened to his men and knew how to create an atmosphere that made for championship teams over and over and over again. And he did that by giving his players a sense of agency and collaborative nature. And conversely, if you played against Red Auerbach, you fucking hated him because you feared him and you knew he was formidable and you knew that he was a gamesman and you knew he was going to do everything he could inside the rules to beat your ass. And if you look at this show, if you take five steps back and look at a more global view of this show, it's wonderful because it shows, it gives you such wonderful insights to this rivalry and how it came to be, that you have, on the one hand, this East Coast team, work ethic, you know, East Coast philosophy, discipline, all about the sport, all about the integrity of the sport, bah, 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 bah. That's Red and his guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of it, you have this guy who late in his life decides, yeah, I like, you know, I like basketball, you know? And he comes at it from a fan's perspective and a businessman's perspective. He sees the potential for the business aspect of it. And they couldn't be more a bigger philosophical divide. So it's not just about two sports teams being rivalrous. It's top down. It's from the, you know, the fish rots from the head, right? Mm-hmm. And here you got two guys. What they have in common is they love their guys and they support them. Everything else is different.
That was a really good John C. Reilly impression, by the way, or Reilly impression of Jerry Buss.
You know, I gotta tell you, it's been a blast working with him. You know, I love that guy.
Seeing the two of you spar, and by the way, the lines that you get here, I mean, when you delivered, it's never been a leprechaun. It's me. I mean, it feels like, as a, you know, from an actress point of view, like these are the type of lines that you really hope for.
Nom, nom, nom. Just delicious. It's when I read that episode, I went, okay, I'm in.
That's it.
Yeah, because it was just delicious, and that's exactly right. I mean, that's the kind of character that you want to be able to play, and especially opposite someone like as talented as a guy like John C. Reilly. Yes, please.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Well, you all do. You're such, you know, great chemistry on the screen. And And hearing the way you talk about Red, and especially you didn't say it exactly this way. I know you said in a different interview about, you know, him being even a progressive guy, which I think is really surprising. And I think, is that what you were speaking to just a moment ago?
Yeah, man. When I read Bill Russell's book, I think that was the thing that just made me go, wow, okay. It gave me the greatest insight into him, because here were two men who had no business being friends on paper, right? Mm-hmm. On the surface, but they became best of friends, and it was through mutual respect and admiration and collaboration. He was not dictatorial. He didn't just say, "Hey, Bill, you shut your face. This is the way we do it. This is my team," mm-hmm. which many coaches are like. He understood that he got the best out of his guys by collaborating with them and getting the best out of their natures and their talents and making them feel valued and like they had a say in their own lives. It was great to read that and see how forward thinking and ahead of it Red was. You know, it's the reason why he was so successful over and over and over again. He right. not only, look, I've seen enough teams over the years, as we all have, doesn't matter what sport you're talking about, any team sport, I've seen so many teams that on paper, and particularly a lot of Yankee teams, that on paper should have beaten everybody without a problem. But if you're lacking that kind of chemistry in the dugout or on the bench or in the locker room, then you're just not going to make it. You need that kind of chemistry, and the fish rots from the head. So you need a leader or a set of leaders who create that atmosphere. Those are the intangibles in sport that make all the difference in the world.
I know from another story that you'd said you actually got to meet the real Magic Johnson while on the set of Fantastic Four. How is he in comparison, or how rather is the version of Magic we see in Winning Time in comparison to the real guy?
Well, actually, I think he does a tremendous job. Isaiah, I think he really nails it, because Magic is this incredible, interesting mix of fun and charisma, but just wily, savvy, and street smart, and intellect. And I mean, this is a guy who's incredibly well-rounded as a person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I got from my little bit of time that I had with Magic, that he wasn't just a big smiling face, man. This guy was savvy, really smart, knew the room, understood what was going on around him at all times, and saw the big picture in things. I just think he's tremendously talented in many areas, not just with a basketball in his hand.
Well, I certainly do, again, love what you've done with Red Auerbach, this series, Winning Time. It's so much fun to watch. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. And I'll leave by saying that I'm looking forward to the next Michael Chiklis Band album, too. It's been
Thanks,
too long.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Take care, y'all.
Cheers.
And my thanks to Michael Chiklis. Again, HBO, HBO Max, however you want to catch it. It's on right now, the first couple episodes, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Head back in my series just a week or two ago. I've got an episode with Devon Nixon, who stars as his real-life father, Norm Nixon. You want to check out that episode as well, just wherever you're listening to this from. Search Kyle Meredith with Devon Nixon. And hit that subscribe button while you're at it. Again, brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with actors, musicians, any kind of artist. You're going to catch it all right here at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then do me a favor. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, but also occasionally on Facebook and Instagram, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. And I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.